This is a very unique sicha with the Rebbe. First of all, he spoke about the fact for many years, the source and the place which was the source where Hasidus came from to affect the whole world was in Lubavitch, in a city in White Russia called Lubavitch. But then, when the wars began and chaos began, that's when Lubavitch had to move. And it moved numerous times. First, from the city of Lubavitch to a city called Rostov. This was yet the Rebbe Rashab in 1915 or 16. And then Lubavitch moved from Rostov to what we call today Petersburg. Then it was called Leningrad. And there was a time when Lubavitch moved to a city called Malachovka, which is near Moscow. And then after the Friedrich Rebbe was released from jail, he moved from Russia to Riga. And then from Riga, he moved to Poland. And in Poland itself, he moved first to Warsaw, and then Warsaw, and then he went to a city called Otwock. And then from there, he came to America. And this was the final place where he settled. So this was, again, not just geographic change, but spiritually, there was a chain of events. And finally, this became the place which is becoming now the source of inspiration of Torah and Yiddishkeit in the whole world from here. And in here, the Rebbe said, Bashgacha Prati is the place that the Friedrich Rebbe chose, was this building, which people call it 770. The Rebbe usually didn't refer to it that way. It's more like casual language. But here the Rebbe spoke about the fact that it's called 770. And being that everything is Bashgacha Prati, everything is by divine providence. So even the fact that it's called 770 and the building is number 770 is also with a divine plan. What is it? So the Rebbe says that seven in Chassidus represents completion, because there are seven midas, seven attributes. And that's why there's so many things in Yiddishkeit that are seven. Where does the number 7D come from? Because every attribute consists of all the other 10, like in the counting of the Omer. So if you have seven attributes and each one consists of 10, you have 70. So where do you get the number 700 from? Because every one of these attributes which consists of 10, if it consists of 10, then you have 70 times 10 is 700. In other words, in different words, this number 770 represents the completion, which is where we're up to now, a time that we have to complete the Avodah of Golus. And in fact, the gematria, the numerical value of the word paratzta, is the same as the number 770. And that's because from this place, Chassidus has to spread to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west. As the pasuk goes, Pratta Yom of Akeid Metzafein of Enegma. The Rebbe said in that sikha that being that this is the place that's preparing the world for Mashiach, so certainly this will be the place where the light of Mashiach will be revealed first in this building, 770, and then from here it'll be spread to the rest of the world. In fact, that year was the year that the Rebbe was repeating constantly that this year, meaning the year that we saw the Persian Gulf miracle and the war and the miracles in the war, that's the year that the Medrash says that Mashiach will make an announcement and tell the world the Giz Mangolascha. Where will the announcement come from? It'll come from the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe said the roof of the Beis HaMikdash is a metaphor. Why? Because if it would mean physically Mashiach is standing on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and making an announcement, once the Beis HaMikdash is built, you don't need someone to announce that the Geula is coming, because that's already something which in itself is one of the signs that the Geula is there. So what does it mean standing on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash? So Rebbe says it means the roof of the Beis HaMikdash is an interesting thing. It's part of the building, but halachically it doesn't have the same laws of holiness like the actual building. In the building itself, for example, someone who's not pure is not allowed to go in, and going in is punishable by death. The roof of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have that holiness, even though it's the same building, but that's the roof. So the Rebbe says the roof of the Beis HaMikdash is a metaphor for a place which is like the Beis HaMikdash, but halachically doesn't have that holiness. And what is it? So at a later point, the Rebbe elaborated more that it says in Gemara that in every generation there's a shul, and that shul is considered the Beis HaMikdash of the time of Golus. And in every generation, it's the shul which belongs to the Nasi of the generation. So therefore, 770, which is the shul of the Nasi of the generation, is considered the Beis HaMikdash of our generation. And that's where this announcement is coming, Anava Megiyus Mangolaschem, to tell everyone that the times of redemption has arrived. So this is a sikh where the Rebbe spoke in a very strong way, in a very open way, about the fact that this is a place where the light of Mashiach and the light of the third Beis HaMikdash will be revealed here, and from here we'll go to Yerushalayim. I remember once reading somewhere where someone was being that we still don't have the complete gula, so sometimes it happens that sometimes somebody wants to say something not so nice. So somebody was making fun of what we say. They say that the Lubavitchers say that Beis HaMikdash will not be in Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash is going to be in New York. It's against halacha. There's no such thing. And if all you need to do is look inside, what the Rebbe says here is that the Beis HaMikdash will be in Yerushalayim. Not only that, that's one of the signs of Geula, if it's built in the exact spot where it was before. Mashiach has to build it in the exact spot, and then we know that this is Mashiach. What the Rebbe is saying is that the Beis HaMikdash isn't just a building. The Beis HaMikdash, when it's going to be rebuilt, that means we're going to have a very exceptional high level of Hashem's presence in this world. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is. That exceptional presence of Hashem, that unusual, that unprecedented presence, is going to first come into the Beis HaMikdash of Golos, and then from there it'll travel to Yerushalayim, and we'll see the physical structure will be in Yerushalayim. That's what the Rebbe says. And that's why the Rebbe also said that the 770s Gematria of Paratzta, number one, Paratzta means you will spread out. Paratzta Yom of Akedmet Tzafayna V'Negba, this is the place where the energy to spread Chassidus and Yiddishkeit will spread out from here. But Paratzta is also connected to Mashiach, because on the Chumash it says that Yehuda, his wife, gave birth to two children, and one of them was called Peretz, and Mashiach is a descendant of Yehuda from the son that's called Peretz. And why is he called Peretz? Because he said the words Lama Paratzta Alecha Peretz, which means, why did you, Paratzta means breaking the boundaries, breaking the rules. Basically, there were two babies that were born, and the other baby was supposed to come out first, and this baby ran ahead. So Paratzta means you broke the order. And that's what Mashiach is going to do. He's going to break the barriers of Golus and the normal order.